Hello.
Frank, how's it going? It's Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, what's going on with you, man?
It's just a Monday morning.
Time for good news, man. What's going on? Hello, Dennis, you there? I can't hear you. Dennis? Dennis, you there? Dennis, you there? Hello? Hello?
Back.
Hello? Dennis, you there?
I am. Sorry about that. I've been having some issues with my Bluetooth, but
Okay, now I can hear you. Okay, now go ahead, because I didn't hear anything you said previously.
Okay, not a problem. So, no, I just wanted to double-check with him to see if he's actually my head credit analyst, to see if he's actually done anything like this before, if he's actually financed any inverters with a battery backup on there. For commercial, I don't foresee why it would be any issue. Like I said, I texted earlier, if it was just a bunch of different parts, if it was a battery backup, and then it was a solar array, and it was the inverter, and it was a bunch of different pieced together parts, with a bunch of wires in between them and stuff like that, it would be an issue. Maybe not even then, it may not be even an issue, but because it's one solid unit that has a serial number attached to that one that pertains to all the parts in it, then I don't foresee why it would be an issue at all. I just want to make sure before I don't want to tell you a bunch of crap and then they come back and say, no, we can't do this. And one other concern I have, too, I was thinking about this, is there's also a lot of governments. Well, like, for example, SDG&E, they're a for-profit company, so they're obviously going to lose money if they lose a client. And when they have 50 Starbucks across the board that are going to, or even more, that are going to get off the grid, then they're going to probably try to, and that's just an example, obviously it's going to be much, much more than that, but they're obviously going to try to retain their money somehow. Eventually, they're going to do that anyway. And it's probably going to, well, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be feeding back into the grid anyway, so they're getting...
Correct. From my understanding, what I know is this here, is that they will be connected to the grid, always just in case, but they will not be dependent upon the grid. That's
right.
A big difference. So SDG&E is still going to get their little bit of pound and flesh. They're just not going to be getting a leg and a thigh and an arm anymore.
Yeah. So basically, from what I understand, once the sun goes down, the battery backup's going to feed the business, and I believe, I mean, that's what makes sense to me. Even then, though, they're still getting, if it's been feeding the grid all day long, depending on the size of the business and what kind of equipment, I guess, what kind of amps they're pulling, which would depend on the array that's hooked to us. There's a lot of factors. I mean, I'm not really worried about it. I don't want it to be some sort of restricted piece of equipment across the board. I mean, even if we can't do it in-house, then I want to make sure that any of our syndicates, that it's not restricted there. You know what I mean?
But, correct. Absolutely. And here's what I see, because I know SDG&E, they're still going to get their pound of flesh, brother. Let's just be honest. They're still going to get their pound of flesh.
It's going back in the grid. So.
And then they're also talking about, too, talking to my partners are actually going to be going to talk to SDG&E. So we can have allies and not enemies to say, hey, listen, you know what? Here's an opportunity, because you can still make some money, possibly, through the leasing, a little bit, so that way it doesn't hurt them. But regardless, there's a lot of people, man, right now that are off-grid. A lot of people, because they're frustrated, man. They're fed up.
If I could be, I would.
Yeah, and that's how most people feel, just like you. So, my partner called me, and I was actually on the phone, and I was like, let me get back with you. Because like you said, no one else, I mean, this right here, like I told you, this will put you in that Ferrari, because no one else has done it. This is already U.S. certified. I mean, U.S. certified and approved. It's been tested, everything. It's ready to go. So that's why we like, whoever finances this thing, move over Bill Gates.
No, I believe
and
you.
That's honest. And that's real talk. Seriously, man, it is.
No, I believe you. I definitely believe you. It's a very unique product, and it's funny, me and my friends have been talking about something like this for a long time. It's just we always get tied up in work and whatever, and we don't really have the resources to look into it like we wanted to, but
Correct. And let me tell you something else. Now, that's just one of my systems. I told you I got a lot of contacts. Well, tomorrow we already got a project right now, and we're getting an exclusive contract signed with this guy, right? Let me tell you this guy. This guy has got a generator that doesn't need solar panels to produce energy.
Oh, wow. How does he do that? Is it with wind or?
No. It's all, it's all run by batteries, right? And everything. But it doesn't require solar panels. So we're meeting with him tomorrow and our attorney because, put it this way, the last time a guy came out with that, that was like in the 60s. That guy disappeared without a trace. So if you understand what I'm telling you, okay, wow. If you understand what I'm telling you, okay, this guy has created it. He sent us a video. We're meeting with him tomorrow with our attorneys to get an exclusive, which means we're the only ones that can ever market that. And if anybody wants it, they have to come through us. See, I'm telling you, God works in mysterious ways. I put you in a great position, Dennis, position. You see what I'm saying? So this guy is the engineer himself. He's been doing it for 32 years. The engineer himself. So I'm just telling you, brother, man, I'm just like, I got to call my partner back. So I was like, but because of these other dickheads, man, you know what I'm saying, wasting a week and a half of my time.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
either way, we're not going to be able to do 100% of them. That's just going to be the nature of the beast. You've done financing before. Some people qualify, some people don't. But as far as the majority goes, I think we can do it. And
let me tell you the thing. Here's what's happening. We're selling them in bulks, man. We're selling them in bulks. We're talking 500, 3,500, 2,500, 5,000. They're going to be sold in bulks, Dennis, is what I'm telling you.
That's pretty damn exciting.
You goddamn right it's pretty exciting.
Well, I just sent a, we use iMessage at work, and I just sent my underwriter, I just said your thoughts. I've got a few other, I mean, I talked to another friend of mine. He's actually independent as well, like me, and he said that this is something that we can do. I'll give you an example. For example, if a restaurant buys a hood, it's a little hard to finance that hood because the hood for that stove has to be attached to the actual building itself. This doesn't actually attach to the building itself. It's probably bolted into the floor or something like that, but that's an easy fix.
Correct. Whatever, something like that is simple. Whatever we need to do to make it so it satisfies your finance, that's fine. Because the purpose of this here, it can be mounted in the kitchen, in the garage, you know, wherever, just example. It can be mounted anywhere. I mean, because it's really nice, man. I mean, if it was in your house, it would look like a nice, high-end Beverly Hills china cabinet. It is that nice. You won't know what it is until they take off the front panel. You'd be like, whoa, what the hell is this? It's nice, man. No, seriously, it's nice.
No, I was looking at it. I was just, like, the picture of the lady leaning against it with a laptop, you know, it looks like it could be like a mini fridge or something for the house, at least, you know?
Yeah, and you would never think that that's a power storage. You're like, what the hell is that? So, which is good because it's not all bulky.
No, absolutely. It looks like a really sharp piece of equipment. It's well thought out, for sure. I'm really personally not worried about it. But, you know, I want to hear from the horse's mouth. But
correct.
I understand.
So I got to talk to my partner right now. So what, in your words, what do I tell him?
I mean, like I said, my only really concern would be if this was a solar array with a separate inverter with, you know, connected with wires and whatnot. But this is one solid unit with one serial number. I mean, obviously the batteries are going to have their own serial numbers because they're going to have to be switched out from time to time or whatever. But it's still one solid unit with one serial number. I mean, I think it's a go. Worst case scenario, we can do, you know, a working capital loan, like I said. And we can get up to 2 years on those. They're actually evolving. I mean, every 6 months they come out with longer term or some other different program. And the way that works is they'll lend up to 10% of the annual sales for the company. So let's say if a company does, you know, $400,000 a year, we can get them a loan for $40,000, which will cover you know, in most cases, the majority of it. But I mean, I really think we can do this traditionally. We should be able to get a 2 to 5 year term on these and knock them out all day long. I mean, depending on how the businesses are structured, for example, I was going to ask you all this stuff at the meeting, but I guess since we're talking real quick, you've got some, you're pretty busy too, but as far as the actual companies that you've already got signed up, I know Starbucks is one of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And who else?
Well, not only companies, brother, we got countries. Here's the thing. Here's where I'm at. With the countries, they're going to be buying them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why I'm telling you, this thing, when it goes viral, man, it's crazy. See, here's the name of the game. The name of the game is we just actually applied for our SEC license, FCC license in the Philippines. The Philippine third party, their power is constantly shutting off, brother, because it's a poor country. I got one of the top guys in there, and you will meet him. Okay, he lives here in Valencia. Azusa. And he's got a big, his family is like well off back there. And I just talked with him the other day. He joined forces with me. And that's why right away he's like, Frank, let me put in the SEC license right now because we need this out there for churches, for schools, for everything. Because he sees the importance and he knows timing is everything, right? So he's the head one. He's already got his call center there, and he's going to turn that into a manufacturing plant for these.
Nice. Very nice.
So I'm telling you, bro, I'm putting you in front of money. You're going to be smacked by money. Every which way.
I appreciate it. Definitely do. This is a great opportunity. What was I going to say? I mean, do you have any deals in place right now?
Yeah, we have deals in place. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any that I could put through our system and kind of give it a test run?
You know what? After what I can do is, you know, yes, I can do that. Why I don't want to do that is because I want to make sure that you and I are secure first.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
The minute you can get you and I secure, brother, I'm going to be freaking singing like a blah, 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 blah. You have everything you need in this. But again, you and I are not going to get bypassed, brother. No. Uh-uh.
No. I get you on that. The way this would work as far as how I can pay you is I think the best thing to do is I can either link it to your personal account, and it's going to be pre-taxed. They'll just deposit right into it every time a deal funds. Obviously, the deal has to fund so that I can pay you and the bank gets paid. Otherwise, I could get I think we have a Visa, a prepaid Visa, that it's just we just load the Visa every time a deal funds, and it's all pre-taxed, and it just goes right to you.
That's fine. I mean, I don't have no problem with that because, like I said, we are a solar company, so you can link it straight into our business account. That's fine.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? I just want to get some secure black and white before I spill the beans because I already know, listen, I'm not going to waste your time, brother, and anybody else's time, okay, if I don't have the deal. I would not do that. Time is money. The reason why I'm saying, if you noticed in my previous text message, I said, look, let's you and I secure first because let me tell you something. There's going to be somebody that sees this. They're gonna get that little cha-ching dollar sign in their eyes, and they're gonna forget about you and I.
That's true.
I'm not gonna have that because then I will be on the news for choking somebody out.
No, I would never burn this bridge. That's for sure. I don't burn any bridges on purpose ever, but I would definitely not want to burn a bridge with you.
Here's the thing. So here's my thing, Dennis. All seriousness, all I want to do is secure. You and I, like I said, if we could set up a meeting with your VP or CEO, that's fine. I just want it in black and white because documentation beats conversation. Once we have that, you're going to – trust me, I got to reveal my source anyway. It ain't like you guys are going to freaking do this and just pay me unexpectedly. No, you got to know the who, the what, the why, the when, and the where.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well – let me see if I can. I don't know that us going into the office and pulling the owner and the VP aside and and doing all this. What I can do is I can get the form that we need to get you set up in the system.
Okay.
And I'll try to get that right now and get that over to you, fill that out. That'll pretty much lock that. If you want to, I mean, I don't really think anything legal further than that. Like I said, I'm not going to lose contact with you, whether I'm at Bank of Cardiff or wherever I'm at. I'm going to always be in touch with you. I'm in the electrical field as well, so this is exciting for everyone.
I was telling my partner about that yesterday, too, and she was just like, wait a minute, he's electrical. I was like, yep. She was like, do you know how much he can make? I was like, oh, yeah, and then some.
Yeah, for sure. I think we just got to get... The thing is, though, it's a new concept, so it's not like a bulldozer or something that these companies have been financing forever. It's something
that's going to run over first. Here's the thing. It's not a new concept, brother. It's not. People have been doing it. It's just most of the people that are doing it, they're still in the testing phase. This is the first one that's beyond that, and it's ready to set go. It's ready.
No, it's not a new concept. It's going to be the first time that a lot of these lenders and my company itself has actually seen it. So you've got some, 50-year-old underwriter, and she's scratching her head going, what is this? And I'm like, it's a power inverter. That's really what I'm talking about. But no, it's great.
This is what I tell people, man. What is this? This is your opportunity to look like a hero with a company and get mad props. That's what it is.
For real. That really is. Well, I can tell when he's read my messages. He's obviously a busy guy. It's Monday morning. Let me try to get I'm talking about the underwriter. Let me try to get the form for you. Get you set up.
Okay.
And then,
the form will state exactly as you and I agree. 3 points to be paid directly to us for every solar sale. I mean, for every unit sold, blah, 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 with room for, based on volume, right? Something to that effect.
Right. Let me. I haven't seen it in a while. Most of my vendors have been set up for quite a while. But
okay.
Yeah. Let me see if there's been any changes on or anything, and I will. I'll go from there, buddy.
Okay. Please get back to me. For the meantime, I gotta call my partner right now and just say, hey, look, man, this is what I got. Finalizing some things. He'll be getting back with me. When he gets back with me, I'll be getting back with you. Is that safe to say? It is that okay? Because I gotta tell him something, brother.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You'll be the first to know as soon as I hear anything back, for sure.
Okay.
I don't foresee any issues. I mean, like I said, it's one unit with a serial number. It's just like we finance lasers for hair removal and stuff like that. It's no different than any other piece of technology. It's just a little bit newer of a technology. Well, not even that, but it's just newer that they haven't really got their head around it yet.
Yep, it's U.S.-based, and we already got a factory here, and, yeah, it's nuts, man. I'm just like, oh, my God, man. See, what I want built in this thing, possibly, man, here's what I do. I already got this presented to another one of a potential investor. See, here's what I'm going to bring to you, okay? Listen to me carefully, Dennis. I need your undivided attention. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Here's what I'm going to do, okay? What I usually do is when I talk to an investor, I say, hey, check this out. I have a deal for you, and we can get exclusive. Okay, we can get exclusive. So if you're willing to purchase a certain amount of units, okay, we will sell them for you. That's not a problem because we already got a sales force in place. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We can get it to you at this price, and if you agree to that, that's fine. But I will always charge you up front. So let's just say the deal was like $30 million, right? And we said, okay, we're going to get a 10% finder's fee, blah, 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 blah. I will work that out, brother, to where we will get 10% up front and where we, let's say 10% of $30 million is what?
$30 million? Jesus, that's...
$3 million,
that's,
right?
$3 million, yeah. I was like, I need to add another 000.
Correct. So here's my question. Now, take that and divide that by 2. What is your cut?
$150 million.
Okay, so let me ask you this here. That Lamborghini you was talking about?
Yeah, that's about $150,000 or more.
Okay.
I think
okay.
I can afford that.
So now you can have how many of those you want. You can have your house for your son. You got a solid foundation, his college education. He's good, correct?
Absolutely.
That's how I work it, man. So if you got these investors, brother, trust me. We got an investor right now because we've got so many products in line that we're finding investors. So what we do is we say, okay, hey, here's what we can do, blah, blah, blah. But we always work in a finder's fee cut for us up front. See? Because once we get out, we're like, hey, you guys are good. So I'm just telling you, right now we got a one of our guys that's meeting with my other guy that I was telling you, the one that it doesn't need solar. Well, we're meeting with him tomorrow. And we asked him, hey, look, okay, great. Here's what we're doing. It's going to cost you $6 million. He was like, $6 million, that's not a problem. Now, what I've done with my partners, that's divided by three. How much is that each?
$6 million divided by three? That is $2 million apiece.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nice.
That's my point. So when you said investor, I'm just telling you, man, you know, how to take it to the next level. So now think about this. Perfect picture. We got the financing with your company. You're getting a piece of everyone that sold. And then we got an investor you got up front. You're good. You're only working because you want to.
Hell yeah.
So I just want to paint that picture for you. And that's no BS, brother. That's the truth. That's how important this thing is.
No, it's exciting. It's pretty random that, you know, we came across like that.
Yeah. So the way your mind is working, man, I'm working twice as much. Not saying that, hey, what you're doing is not good enough. I'm just saying, man, I'm working because I know time is of the issue, of the essence. And the first one that makes that connection, it's over, man. It is over.
Oh, yeah. It's going to take off.
Yeah. Because, you know, all it takes is one, and then others, they follow suit. But for the one that put it in place, they're going to laugh the best, and they're going to be most prosperous because they were the first one. So anybody else that comes, they're going to have to go through that same channel.
No, absolutely. It's. I actually am thinking about talking to my dad about this, too. See if he has a couple bucks to throw at it.
This is an opportunity, brother. Like I said, you know, this is a true opportunity. And, man, I just, like I said, I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to sit down with our boys and, you know, just, hey, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. You know, because that's important to me, man. It's important to me.
That is, yeah. I definitely want to meet you, definitely. I just don't want to be away from my computer when I get the news because...
Oh, no. Absolutely. I respect that. That's cool because you're like me. It's just like, hey, you don't want to be away from your computer, and I don't want to drive away from the home front knowing that I got these calls coming in and out because we also dealing with other solar companies that we're bringing on board because I like to be, you know, diverse. You know, one shoe doesn't fit all. You know, so it's crazy, man. So, yeah, I can imagine your head.
A lot of wheels spinning. I can't imagine how much you got going on.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah, brother, because, look, I'm result-oriented because I know, man, once this land, we're good. We're good, man. This is good. I always set my goal to be retired, you know, before 50 or definitely by 50. You know, my goal was when I was young, I said I wanted to own a house before I was 30. I got my first house at, like, 23 years old.
Nice.
My dream car, one of my dream cars was the Yukon, loaded all the bells and whistles, blah, blah, blah. I was like, this is my dream car. You know what? Boom. I went and I bought my dream car cash. Now,
nice.
Another one of my dream cars. That was my dream SUV. Another one of my dream cars, I love the Dodge Viper, but they changed it and made it look like a Corvette. And I'm just like, oh, killed that. I like the old school Viper. But
yeah,
then I walked in and I saw that damn Hellcat. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I was checking those out the other day.
Yeah. So I want to, and you know, I took my son. I was like, son, let's go to the Viper right there in National City, and thinking they would have one on the floor. Well, they don't. He was like, son, he was like, Dad, where is it at? I was like, son, they don't have it. So he was like, well, you know, have you seen our Hellcat? I was like, yeah, I heard about it, but man, that Viper's nice. He goes, look, the Hellcat is faster than the Viper, and we have it in stock. And it's cheaper. I was like, let me see this. Man, we went in, and when I tell you, Dennis, I walked in, it was black on black on black on black. He popped that hood, almost had a baby.
It
had
a
board on top. Man, they come stock with 732 horses. Why?
That's awesome.
So my son saw that, and he was just like, Dad, why don't you get the Hellcat? I was like, son, then a change of plans. I'm going to get the Hellcat. So yeah. That's the next one, buddy. That's the next one.
Right on. Right on. Well, I'll let you get to work, buddy. And as soon as I get some news, I'll either text you and I'll get that form over to you as soon as I can.
Okay, yeah. So look over the form and just put in there that if we got a modified or whatever, what you and I talked about, 3 points with room for growth based on volume, blah, blah, blah. Put that in there. That's great. And that way I'm secure, you're secure, we're good.
Right on.
Who would have to sign that? It'd be you, your boss, or who else would sign it?
Yeah, probably just me maybe the VP or owner or something like that. I'm not sure. But okay. We can draft something up and we'll get it figured out. Hopefully I get it here sooner than later.
Do me a favor. Work on that right now. Work on that for me so that way we have it so I can tell my partner because she's going to be calling me today because I told her you and I was going to meet. She's like, let me know the minute you guys meet. So get that so that way I can say, hey, listen, we didn't meet, but hey, this is what we got signed. That way she'd be like, oh, okay, cool. We got it in black and white because she's a chief operation officer. All she cares about is black and white. That's her expertise. We got it in black and white. She files it. We're good, man. So she's like me, just a female version. Analytical as hell.
That's good.
Yeah. So, all right, brother, listen. Work your magic. I'm working mine over here. Let's make it happen.
Okay. Sounds good, my friend.
All right, man. All right, bye. All right.